This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's interesting. The last couple days, I felt a little liberated. It's been nice to not have to wear a mask, especially since I did that study where I looked at the masks and I saw how dirty they are when we stick them in our pockets and we stick them in our purses. So now I can't look at a used mask the same way, and I don't have that many fresh masks left. So I think the loosening of the mask guidelines, you know, couldn't come fast enough. But it was a cluster. We spoke about that. Once you cause something to be mandated and you make a law, so to speak, even though it wasn't a law, trying to reverse it starts to bring some chaos. So the concept of, well, people need to wear masks because this virus is so deadly, all of a sudden now they're like, right, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Well, everybody ripped off their masks. Not everybody, but so you have no idea who's vaccinated and who's not. And even vaccinated people can carry the virus. So it's been a little bit of a cluster. Amidst this cluster are the businesses trying to figure out where they need to go. And what drives a business is money and liability. So businesses have to decide which is the safer route. Is it safer to just have everybody mask up, or is it safer to go with the CDC guidance and say, look, you know, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, so we're not going to have all those signs up in our business, mask mandate. So it's interesting. Walmart, Target, Trader Joe's, they said, look, we're going to go with the CDC. Safe. CDC said if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. They can't enforce and they can't ask if you were vaccinated or not. So now you see people walking in. You basically, people see, you know, are running around without the mask. So in a way, it allowed the government to kind of get away from the masks that were really unpopular and questionable on how much they did. The clean N95 respirators do a lot, but there's other stuff that people are putting on their face. It's debatable what it's actually doing. And like I said, in fact, many of them are disgustingly dirty that we're putting back on our faces. So, and I think allowed the government to just kind of rip off the bandage and get away from the masks. Because it's unpopular, they're going to have another election, they might need everybody on board to go and get vaccinated or to be ready for the booster. This booster news is not going to be taken as well as we think it's going to be. And so they're like, okay, you know what, we're gonna not be as restrictive on the mask. Plus it's hot. I mean, I live in the desert. I live in southern Nevada. It's hot, but I cannot imagine with humidity being back east trying to wear a mask. So I understand why they kind of gave in and said, let's do this. The problem is there are still businesses out there grappling with what they need to do. So a lot of these businesses are franchises. They're franchises. So they are owned by people who pay royalties to parent companies so they could use the name, like Subway or McDonald's. So interestingly, Regis, who owns Supercuts and I think Cost Cutters and, oh gosh, these hair places and Walmart and things like that, Smart Style, they came out and they had told all their franchisees, so we're talking about thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, saying, look guys, we don't care what the governors, what your particular governors say, not the CDC, we're all in masks. Everybody needs to wear masks, the stylists, whether somebody's vaccinated or not. So you would think, okay, probably they're doing that because in salons, People can't social distance. They want to play it safe. There's been some news with Great Clips possibly having an outbreak or two, I guess. And so they want to limit that liability. The problem you have, which is the same thing I brought up last year, is how do you force people to enforce something when they're not police? And so when you saw some of the franchisees kind of get this news, the big question is if you have a stylist that's 110 pounds and she's pregnant, and you're in a state that says, all right, the mask guidance is loosened for vaccinated, and if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, how do you ask them to enforce these mask laws? Or whatever, which now isn't even a law. This is now company specific. So there's a lot of companies out there saying, you know what, we're still going to do masks. Other companies are saying, no, we're not. And now businesses are struggling and employees and managers are struggling because it's kind of dangerous out there. You know, when the mask mandate happened, people were grumpy. And oh my gosh, people were stabbing each other. It was ridiculous what was going on. But you could fall back on saying, look, it's the governor. I mean, we're with you. You know, I think these masks are very overbearing, but look, the governor is forcing this or we lose our business. So what do businesses do when the governor's like, look, guys, you know, we're going to go with the CDC. The CDC says, all right, you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Now there are businesses out there that have to stand up to that and say, look, we were told by corporate back east or in the Midwest that we have to do this. I don't like putting people into conflict. I don't like conflict. And unfortunately, the mask business, it's very intrusive because it's affecting the way people breathe. And they don't want to look like they didn't vaccinate. The average person threw out their masks. They're not keeping their masks. And so now you have these businesses and you have these employees, and these employees have enough to deal with. That poor employee that had to deal with the counterfeit $20 bill from George Floyd, and his manager told him to accost George Floyd to get the real money or to call the police. These employees, they just want to do their job and go home. They don't want to be involved in all this drama. And you have these corporations going, you know what? It'll be a better optic, or maybe we'll be able to protect our liability, or we'll, you know, I think all you corporations out there that are maybe not in agreement with the CDC, don't take away customer and employee choice, because it could get ugly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you listen to our show delayed. We would love to still listen to your questions and comments, so we have an answer line. And then we play it when we're live, and we're live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. So let's go to the phone lines now and take some of your calls. 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, no worries, no worries. And you can also email us at drdahlia.com. You could write us on Facebook. You could write us on Twitter. And our number is 1-877-362-3254.
All right. Yes, Dr. Dahlia. This is Allison. I'm way over here in Henderson on the other side of the valley. Anyway, I'm considering going to Hawaii for about 7 days. I'm not vaccinated due to medical reasons. Two doctors have advised against it because of history and all that. Long story short, the friend I might be inviting is vaccinated. We would both be having 5-hour flight sheet plus that from Alaska and me from Nevada to Honolulu. and everyone there is still kind of masked up because of the pandemic for them is still going on. They're very careful, have to get pre-tested at UMC, et cetera, to be approved to even arrive. But with that said, should I have concern being in the same hotel room with my friend who is vaccinated and me not? Would she have less viral load? I'm super careful around my home and neighborhood and goings on, masking with a 3M mask with filters. They're very good quality. So with that said, would you recommend it's possible to come back COVID-free after that situation? Does she have less viral load because she's vaccinated? It might be worth doing. It might be not. Everyone is still masking up over there. It's like a window of opportunity to do it more safe, or either that, I wait till a year or two from now and wait when it's all together past this pandemic in a serious way. Thank you for your comments. Have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Yeah, I'd love to talk to you more because I'm very interested in what your medical conditions were.
Yes, Dr. Dolly, this is Allison.
Oh, looks like it's still playing. Okay. Yeah, so I wish I could talk to you live because I would like to know what the medical conditions were that prevented you from getting vaccinated. Because my concern then is if you are immunocompromised or they're worried about you getting vaccinated, then you would be obviously then at higher risk for COVID, not only because you weren't vaccinated, but because you had a condition that prevented vaccine. But your question is a very common one. Can I travel this summer? You know, how scared do I need to be? And that's tricky because as a doctor, you know, when you look at the quote-unquote science, vaccinated people like your friend could technically have the virus. As you said, the viral load might be less because she's been vaccinated, but she could still carry the virus. And then you're going to be on a plane. And then you're going to be in a state where I believe they still have about 34,000 cases total under 500 state deaths, which is amazing, but it's still, you know, unfortunately tragic in terms of still having lost about 500 people since the pandemic started. So Hawaii allows you to still have space, but it's not COVID-free. Nothing is COVID-free. So between the flight, between you being immunocompromised, unvaccinated, you know, are you at risk? You are at risk. But then on the flip side, gosh darn it, man, when do we live? A year and a half has gone by, and people have died. And they died without seeing their grandchildren or their new grandchildren. Or they've died without seeing their babies. Or they've, you know, and that we've lost weddings. We've lost graduations. We've lost trips. We've lost family time. And so, in you know, not only can COVID be dangerous and COVID is killed, but the problem I have is this has also kind of taught us that life is just too darn short. And so, I don't want to tell you to not travel because I just, you know, if somebody told me, look, you're only, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if the pandemic's going to get worse. We don't know if this Indian variant's going to come. And even though the vaccine should help, something is askew. I'm going to want to enjoy life while I can, you know, and so this is, it's frustrating because, yeah, you are going to take a risk. You know, you're wearing the mask, you're going with a vaccinated individual, you're taking your COVID test, you're doing more than the average person, you know, but is there a chance you could still get COVID? Yes. So if you do go, I would talk to your doctor. I would also, you know, make sure you are aware of where the local health facilities are. If you are immunocompromised, you might be a candidate for monoclonal antibody. I mean, you might be a candidate for an antibody infusion if you end up having early COVID. So there could be a plan that you put in place. There's really no medicines you could really take with you. Your doctor might want you to bone up on your zinc or bone up on your vitamin D. And this is for any of you guys that are traveling that aren't vaccinated and you're kind of worried about, you know, what happens if I get COVID on my trip? You know, there's, which is a really valid question. There's really not much we could do because there's not a lot of medicines that we institute in general for COVID unless you're in the hospital. But as an outpatient, there's really nothing preventative we give you. you know, people will bone up on their vitamin C and their D and their zinc, but it's not like you could take an antiviral. Those don't work, apparently, or they haven't been indicated. So you're basically going there naked, in a way. Some people say, well, should I bring a Z-Pak? A Z-Pak is an antibiotic. We give Zithromax in the hospital for severe COVID, but a Z-Pak is not going to prevent severe COVID. In fact, many of these people that ended up being hospitalized did take a Z-Pak because they called telemedicine, asked for a Z-Pak, they got one. That didn't necessarily stop the COVID. It's an antibiotic that works on bacteria. I do think there's some anti-inflammatory aspect to it, but it doesn't prevent COVID. So what I would suggest is if you are at the point where you're, you know, well, one is if you are concerned and you are worried, anybody worried and anybody vulnerable, you know, if they're not vaccinated, they might want to play it safe. But if you're of the other mindset where it's like, you know what, I've been playing it safe for a year and a half, I want to live life, then you want to talk to your doctor about a plan, and you want to know where your nearest medical center is, if there is a plan, know where you can get tested, where you can get treatment, and if, God forbid, you do come down with COVID, or you do get sick, you have a plan on how you can stay. You know, it's interesting. One of my buddies had gotten a pneumothorax when he was in Hawaii. So he was at the beach. I believe he sustained a fall, and he dropped the lung. He had a pneumothorax where the lung drops. So he could still breathe, but now you lose part of your oxygenation because a lobe of your lung isn't working. The body is brilliant in how God and nature has designed it. You don't just have like two lungs, you have lobes within them. So if you do get a pneumonia, or God forbid a cancer, or you get a lobe that collapses, you can still use other parts of other lobes of the lung. So he was fine enough to be able to get to a hospital. The problem is you can't really fly with a collapsed lung. So you have to, it's going to make it worse because the pressure changes. So you either have to have a resolved pneumothorax or you have to have a Heimlich valve. And so this valve allowed there to be pressure escape and pressure gradient so he could fly. Unfortunately, the valve slips and moves, and so then he got one that's a little bit more sturdy so he can hopefully resolve his pneumothorax, get the air out, and then let the lung expand and go back to where it needs to. Unfortunately, you're at risk for more of these lung droppings, but what was his options was flying back with the valve and risking it not working, or staying in Hawaii for another 2 weeks. Now, boo-hoo, having to stay in Hawaii for another 2 weeks, you know, boy, that would be horrible. But that's expensive stuff. I mean, if you're going there to visit, and your hotel is already a few $100 a night, and you need to check out at 11 a.m. on a certain date, and then all of a sudden you have a medical condition, so you do want to have that plan B. And so that's what I would do. You know, if you think you're taking all the precautions and you want to live life and you're like, you know what, this is something I really, really want to do and I want to take the risk, then you need to make sure that you, again, wear your mask to protect others, talk to your doctor, make sure there's a doctor or a facility that you know where to go, and then have that plan B in case you have to stay in quarantine. That's what I would do. All right? Keep these questions coming, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a phone call today, President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he expects a significant de-escalation today on the path toward a ceasefire. That's according to the White House. It was the fourth time the president has spoke with Netanyahu over the past week as the tensions continue to be high between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. As Democrats on Capitol Hill continue to criticize Netanyahu for the strikes, he's not backing down.
To have Israel criticized for that is absurd. Not only is it absurd and unjust and untrue, it does enormous damage to democracies that are fighting this kind of evil. It says you cannot protect yourself.
The House expected to vote on a bill today that would create an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. USA Radio News. Three Republican lawmakers face a $500 fine for skirting mask rules on the floor of the House of Representatives. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast saying he's following the recent guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Mast telling Fox News he believes this is just another power grab by the Democrats.
I went onto the floor of the House of Representatives. I had to speak, and as I was sitting there, a member of the House Sergeant at Arms staff approached me, asked me if I was going to put on my mask. I said no. They said, okay, you will be fine for that. The only thing that Speaker Pelosi is protecting right now is control, is tyrannical control. Because if you've been vaccinated, there's no reason for you to have to wear a mask.
More people will soon be welcomed back to the happiest place on earth. Disneyland has bumped capacity to 35% as coronavirus cases drop. Even better, anyone can visit starting next month when California removes its tiered reopening system. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So either people are really, really excited or they just are kind of dreading it. I don't think it's that bad. I think it's fine. But people want to know what's going on with the booster. We keep being told, I think Fauci alluded to it, we're going to need a booster. Vaccinated people are going to need a booster. We're going to need a booster. We got variants. We're going to need a booster. So people want to know, okay, what is it? When is it coming? What's going on with the booster? Okay. I don't know why they use that term booster. Boost means it kind of boosts your immune system. But we don't call the flu shot a booster. We go, did you get your annual flu shot? But our tetanus shot is a booster. So what's the difference? A booster is easy to say. I love to say booster. People like boo, like boob. They like to say boo. Boo is easy to say, so I like booster. Hides my lisp also. Booster. So a booster is where you got a vaccine, you got some immunity, you need to boost that immunity, so we give you the same vaccine or something obviously similar in line with what you have, and boom, we boost your immune system. A brand new spanker vaccine is a brand new spanker vaccine. So is this COVID booster going to be brand new, or is it going to be a booster? So based on the variants, I think it's going to be a hybrid, okay? If we can use the term hybrid, using all these terms, all these COVID-19 terms, hybrid, mask, reset, all these new words in the last year or two. Because it is going to have to deal with the strains. And so it's actually going to be looking more like a flu shot. So I don't even know if it's going to be considered a booster, but they're going to use that term booster because they want to use the narrative of we're in a series. We're committing to this. You're not complete or whole if you haven't had the sequels. So maybe you should call it a sequel. Maybe you should call this booster shot a sequel. But they need to be careful talking about booster. Because what I'm hearing from people is those who aren't getting the vaccine yet are said, I'll just get the booster. What, if they were going to have a booster in the fall for the new variants, people are saying, then I'll just wait for the booster. And for those of us that don't know what we're going to have, we don't know what the world is going to bring. We don't know if somebody's going to try to steal the shots. We don't know if Biden's going to be under so much pressure that he's going to have to give the shots away. We don't know what's going on. I'm telling people, if you don't lose it, use it, you lose it. Maybe don't just wait for a booster. And maybe that's another reason why they're using the term booster. They don't want people to think that's going to be their one and only shot. They want people to get the booster if they got the original vaccine, which now leads to another question. If you chose to not vaccinate, are you going to have access to the booster? And I'm assuming, as a physician, that what's going to happen is Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, who knows, maybe AstraZeneca will be around by then with their U.S. shot, will say, all right, guys, this is your COVID vaccine with the new variants, just like the flu shot. And everybody could line up and get their flu shot, or everybody could line up and get their new COVID shot. But if they're going to call it a booster, because they want people part of the program going, you got your first shots, now you're going to get your booster, you're implying that other people may not get it. That they almost have to go back and get the wild type shot first to then be qualified for the next one. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but you got to be very, very careful with your verbiage. So we have, what, almost half of Americans vaccinated for COVID. Congratulations. Well done. Health departments, you could breathe a sigh of relief. That was phenomenal, considering at first the average American said they weren't even going to get one shot, let alone two. Well done. I mean, just amazing feats. But when we keep saying, no, guys, are going to be a booster. In fact, okay, who's the next one? Besides Fauci, we do have other experts besides Fauci, by the way. Apparently, this gentleman is a Food and Drug Administrator. This is Dr. Peter Marks, Director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. And he said, yeah, we are going to need booster shots for fully vaccinated people. So how is that going to work? We finally now have enough vaccines for everybody who wants them. How long is it going to take to develop 300 million boosters? Are they going to develop 300 million boosters if we still haven't used up the vaccines for the ones who didn't want them? So for those of you that have questions on what the heck is going on with the booster, I totally agree with you. It is a little bit of a cluster. What they're trying to tell us now, and what the public officials want to tell us now, is they know there's variants. Even though our vaccine should handle the Indian variant, the 1.617, or the California variant, or the UK variant, or the South African variant, or the Brazilian variant, or there's like tons of variants now out there. Even though our shots should handle it, they're going to do one better, modify the mRNA, or in the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, the DNA that's going to make an mRNA, they are going to modify it to the point that it should handle new variants. And they want us to be prepared that it's not a one-and-done thing, be prepared that you might yearly need to have a vaccine. If they can later combine it with the flu shot, they will. But we're having this sort of confusion on, well, if the fall is coming up in 4 months, why don't I just wait and then get that shot? You know, one thing about Americans is they're not stupid. Americans are smart. And for those that are kind of concerned about some of the side effects, they are trying to look at, well, why don't I just wait for the one that has the variants? All we're hearing about is variants in the news. We're not hearing about the wild type. We're hearing about variants. In fact, the Indian variant, we are being told, is going to be the main variant within the UK. So now that Americans get to travel to the UK if they're vaccinated, can Americans then bring back the variant back to the U.S.? Well, no, because we're going to test everybody. I don't think so. I don't think vaccinated people have to test for COVID. And even if they do, they could still be negative and still have the virus. Just because it's a you guys have all seen the test fiasco. Somebody might not trigger the test to be positive, but they can still carry the virus somewhere. So many people, I think, are thinking, look, let me just get the booster when we have it. I'll then just get it in September, October. Well, we don't know. In fact, I think they're saying that it might not be ready for a year. So a year would be spring 2022. So what advice would I give? In fact, Dr. Sahin, BioNTech CEO Ugur Sahin, told CNBC that the antibody responses might decline after the virus within 8 months. And so they want to provide protection that could do at least 12 or 18 months. And so the boosters, whether they're ready in the fall or whether they're ready next year, we don't have them now. So like we just had with our previous caller who's going to Hawaii, she's not vaccinated. Is she safe? Well, if she gets a mild COVID, she'll be okay. She doesn't, and the COVID consumes her because she's immunocompromised? No, she's not. So, I get some of you guys are like, why can't I just wait? You know, why can't I just hold off till the booster? I just wouldn't do that because the one thing I think we learned about 2020 and even 2021 is things are different. I mean, you just can't rely on stuff. You can't rely on the gas coming to you. You can't rely on the power. You can't rely there's going to be a steady stream of toilet paper. You can't expect that just because you call the police because your building's getting looted, they're going to come. Things you took for granted, you can't do now. And Biden is being pressured all the time. If the Americans don't want the shots, send them over. Give us the shots. So if you're waiting around for a booster that doesn't yet exist and you want protection, you might just want to go and get vaccinated now. At least it provides you some protection. 1-877-DOT-DOLLAR, don't go away. I want a new job. When the home made me sick. When the wall made me crash my car. It made me feel free.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So hallelujah, praise the Lord, this young girl could escape getting abducted. I don't know if you guys saw the video. I think a white van drives up. She was in Pensacola, Florida. She was waiting for the bus. She was in an open area by a street, a busy street. So it was where there would be plenty of witnesses. Wasn't like a hidden area. Usually with bus stops, schools will make sure it's not like in a hidden cove. You could be very well seen because the bus is big and the bus has to pick them up and be able to be on, able to get to traffic and make the wide turns. But this little girl was sitting there and she was just waiting for the bus, I guess. And you see the cars driving by. It looks like a main road, about 45 mile an hour to maybe 50 mile an hour road, and she ends up, I guess, getting accosted by a white van that just stops. He gets out of the car, runs over to her and tries to grab her. Some random stranger. She is able to get out of his grip. I don't know how, because he was three times her size. She was able to get out of his grip and run, grab her stuff even, and flee. He runs back to his van, and I think he got caught. He was in a white Dodge Journey. Who is this jerk? Jared Paul Stenga. The struggle ensued. He even fell on top of her. I don't know what she did to him to get out of it. But she runs home. She tells her parents. Parents call law enforcement. Luckily, there's cameras everywhere. So they got him. He was arrested later that day after the Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons asked for the public's help and identified the man seen on video. And the 11-year-old girl was actually playing with blue slime. So, obviously, this girl's a hero. She fought hard. Hard to tell exactly what she did. But the average 11-year-old girl, to take on a 190-pound, 6-foot man, that was David and Goliath type cool. So, you know, I have boys. But having been a girl, my mom was my parents were pretty open with us. I mean, they wanted to talk to us about sex and things like that, but they were very open about us getting attacked, getting abducted, things like that. My father, having military experience, you know, back then they didn't have Krav Maga, so they taught him judo, so he would try to teach me some moves. But, I mean, we had to take the bus. Our parents didn't drive us to school. I had to take a bus. I didn't have a car when I was a teenager. I didn't get my first car until I moved out. Well, they didn't have money for a car, so I had to take the bus. If I could find a friend to drive me, I would. But for the most part, and since a lot of people didn't take the bus because they had friends that could drive them, I'm standing alone out there as a teenager by myself. And we weren't in the fanciest of areas growing up. So, I was at risk. So I would have my keys that I would put in between my fingers as a weapon. I learned whatever my father taught me. And, you know, I knew that if you were going to, you know, be abducted, you don't get into the van. In fact, if somebody has a gun on you and says, get into the van, don't. Let them try and shoot you in public. I know that's not advice I want to give because, you know, what would I really do if somebody had a gun on me? But it's just, once you get in the van, you're gone. And vans were big because, I guess, you know, my mom had grown up where in the 60s and 70s there were vans. You never park near a van. You don't park where the driver's side is because somebody can open up the door, grab you, and nobody can see in the parking lot. So I learned never park by a van. It's a shame because we had a van. We had a minivan. And the van was great. The van was fantastic because you could just throw the kids without having to bend and contort and all that. But, you know, what I learned from my parents and my family was just a sliver of what I think the average child needs to learn. And, you know, while we're looking at what we're learning in school, you know, I know they're talking about critical race theory and all that, and they're spending a lot of time and effort on new curriculum and changing math. And I agree that kids need to learn about their history and need to learn about, you know, how there were things that happened in America that were racist and that should never be repeated. The kids should learn about the Holocaust. The kids should learn about war crimes. They do need to learn so they can identify if there are things happening again. But I would also like to see kids learning self-defense. I would like to see kids learning how to exercise. It really ticks me off that kids will have PE, and then if they don't have PE, they're like, all right, I don't have to exercise anymore because there's no PE. You need to exercise every day. Every day has to be full of exercise. Even not this 5 days a week. You need to have some sort of exercise every day. Your body can't just sit at a desk or sit on a couch. You have to move every day. So I would really like to see schools incorporate that. But going back to self-defense, or maybe some Krav Maga, I don't know why we don't teach that in school. It just doesn't make sense. Now, I mean, in some countries, all kids have to go into the military. But again, that's not till they're 18. Kids get abducted. Millions of kids get abducted and trafficked every year. Why aren't we teaching in school ways to defend yourself? Somebody puts their hand on your mouth, pull by the pinky, gouge their eyes, stick your finger up their nose, pee on them, throw up. If somebody's grabbing you, gag yourself so you can maybe throw up all over them. You know, I was taught, I don't know where I was. We were at some sort of maybe a self-defense course or something. But a firefighter had taught us, and I'm surprised I got anything for that because, you know, firefighters are like, ooh, my God, he's a firefighter. But I think I guess I listened enough where he said, look, if you're being attacked, don't scream rape. Don't scream I'm getting attacked. Scream fire. Scream fire, fire, fire. Everybody wants to look for a fire. Everybody wants to make sure that their house is protected. People are selfish. If they hear I'm getting raped, they're going to run. Nobody wants to watch that. Nobody wants to be around a weapon. Nobody wants to be around a rapist. But if there's a fire, people want to see where the fire is. They'll go and see the fire and then run. But at least you're drawing people to you. So if I was managing a curriculum for grade school, middle school, and high school, I would really elaborate on certain things that they started to teach, but they didn't go far enough. So like stranger danger. Kids were taught scream stranger, stranger. That was pretty effective. That was pretty smart. But then kids made fun of it. Kids are like, okay, well, you know, we go stranger, stranger, people make fun of you. Then fine, teach them to scream fire. I would rather a kid get a talking to going, you can't scream fire if there's not a fire, than them being abducted and attacked. Now, I don't know what this girl did. She had slime. He was on top of her. Is it that she was screaming? Is it that she was fighting? And by the way, you do increase your weight when you fight and kick. I don't know if you guys have ever had babies. When the baby wants to be picked up, he's as light as a feather. You could pick him up, you don't even realize the weight. But when they're struggling, because it's bedtime or bath time, and like, no, I don't want to do it, no, 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 and they're struggling, they weigh like 50 pounds. And they're a, you know, 15-pound kid. So you struggle. And you make it as miserable as them as possible. Now, some kids will say, but they threaten they're going to hurt me. They threaten they're going to hurt me if I struggle. You know, they threaten that if I'm quiet, it'll go better. No. No. I mean, in rapes, that happens too. They go, if you fight it, it'll be worse. It's just as bad. Fight it. Fight. We need to teach these kids how to fight. I know right now in school, it's no fights in school and, you know, get the teacher and all that. But a kid needs to learn how to take on an adult. And we don't teach this. This is a good example, this little girl in Pensacola, on why it needs to be done. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.